You're listening pretty late, and it is Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We are thrilled to welcome Tom Holland and the Shuffle Kings. Here they are playing Easiest Thing You'll Ever Do.
Touch, miss your baby so much. Trying to get back to you, baby, ain't that hard to do. Getting back to you, baby, easiest thing I'll ever do. From town to town, feet always in the ground. Trying to get back to you, baby, ain't that hard to do. Getting back to you, baby, easiest thing I'll ever do. Clubs, the halls, babe, I done played them all. Everything starts to look the same. Look, I even know my name. Trying to get back to you, baby, ain't that hard to do. Getting back to you, baby, I'll ever do. Easiest thing I'll ever do. Easiest thing I'll ever do. Easiest thing I'll ever do.
Tom Holland and the Shuffle Kings, and you can go to his website, TomHollandAndShuffleKings.com. They've got some events coming up, including February 22nd. I'm Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, WGN Radio.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you so much for posting that. It was very nice of you. I'm guessing you're Tom?
I am.
Hi, Tom. And Hero?
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Make sure. Do I have his microphone, too? Welcome to our studio. Do you have a, let's see. No, I don't think you do. Come sit down. He's like, I didn't want to talk. Do you not want to talk to me? Yeah, you can sit down.
There you go.
Use that one. Hello. Which one is that? 4-2? What do we got? How about, let me see. Let me see now. Nope.
I think that Bob has to
check
it
1-2. So,
yeah, there it is.
There it is.
2-2. Nice. 1-2.
Okay, that was so funny. I think that's my favorite mic check. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't let him talk very often.
Do you not want to talk? You don't let him, or he doesn't like to?
I don't really like to.
Why not?
I'm here to play.
Oh, so am
asking
I.
Asking a person who just said, I don't like to talk, why not, is kind
of.
Why not? Could you talk about why you don't like to talk?
Yeah, could you talk about why? Why not? Why can't I? It's a talk show. There's nothing I can do when someone says I don't like to talk. I got nowhere to go from there except to turn his mic off, and I don't like to do that. I like to leave all channels of communication open, including uncomfortable, awkward questions. I'm going to do all that. Hi, Hero. He's like, I'm just going to play.
Let's ask him a whole bunch of uncomfortable questions. Let's just keep diving in there.
Here, but I can make it easy. Where are you from originally?
Japan, Kobe, Japan.
Kobe, Japan. Yeah. And how long have you lived in Chicago?
I've been here since 94.
Okay. Yeah. Are you pleased with our city? You've been here long enough to come up with an opinion. Pass judgment on us. Tell us what you think.
Music-wise, this is really good city.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. I love the music in our city. Brandon C. Price is also a musician and comedian performer. And I'm so thrilled to have an opportunity to be able to invite musicians in studio. Yeah. How did you find Tom?
I think I might have found him.
No, we both played at the same club,
okay,
different days,
okay,
but for years. So
eventually... Ships passing in the night.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we ran into each other.
There you go. Very cool. Yeah. Well, you guys make incredible music together.
Oh,
Tom, where are you from originally?
Born and raised in Chicago.
Come on a little bit closer to your microphone, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. What part of town?
Beverly.
Oh, Southside.
Oh, yeah.
So, see, I love when Southsiders actually say their neighborhood. Some people just say Southside.
And in my limited experience on this show, it seems like people from the Southside will instantly tell you their neighborhood. Anyone from the North Suburbs is like, oh, this is the Chicagoland area.
Well, because they're also the suburbs, the city of Chicago.
Brook.
Or even, I would say, I guess, yeah, a lot of Northsiders, like there, a lot of Northsiders aren't going to say Wrigleyville.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll say Lakeview. I think they'll say, I say Norwood Park. That was my name growing up.
Exactly.
Where'd you go to school?
High school.
Whatever school you want to tell me about. You pick.
Well, I mean, I didn't do college. Music was my college.
Amen.
But I went to Mount Carmel High School.
Okay. We have a lot of friends of mine went to Mount Carmel. So. We won't go into the, hey, do you know so-and-so? It's like thousands of people graduate. I went to Lane Tech, and I'm like, you know 5,000 people went there at any given time. What was your first instrument that you played?
In grade school, I played trumpet for a little bit. Played
that had to be
saxophone.
Fun. Did you wake up your parents with that?
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a little morning, rise and shine.
Yeah. Well, and then you know, the guitar came along, and that was what really annoyed the parents.
What were the first songs? Because my son Griffin is 12 years old, and he likes to play. Like, what he's learning all the things his instructor will work with him on. But then he likes to take, you know, he's doing soundtracks. Like, he loves doing maybe Star Wars or Muppets music. What were some of the early songs that you, like, weren't taught, but you wanted to be able to play and master?
You know, honestly, I saw Eddie Van Halen on MTV, and I was like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then I was... begged them for a guitar, got a guitar, and you know.
And the rest is history?
A little bit. It's one of those where, you know, you beg for it, and then it goes under the bed for six months.
But still, it seems like it picked it up again at some point.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it was freshman year in high school, I busted my finger. And while it was healing, I was like, let's take that guitar
back. That's always a good time. Why don't you go ahead and stress that injury
exactly.
a little bit?
You know?
We're going to take a quick break in just a moment. But Hero, before we do, what was your first instrument that you started playing?
Bass and guitar at the same time.
Both at the same time?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of music were you drawn to? What were your influences?
Blues? Yeah.
I can hear some. It's really some great music you guys play.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll hear more from Tom Holland and the Shuffle Kings when we come back on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. We are enjoying Music Monday on Pretty Late in the Allstate Showcase studio. I forgot to ask what song you were playing next. So it makes it
On the Other Shoe to Drop.
Oh, Waiting on the Other Shoe to Drop. Here is Tom Holland and the Shuffle Kings.
Still I'm waiting
on the other shoe to drop. Still I'm waiting on the other shoe to drop.
Cool. I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop. That life, really, so
always,
truly.
Always.
And you guys are playing tomorrow night in Highwood at the Wooden Nickel. That's you're gonna be guest hosting the jam with Ari Mintz and Mickey Thomas.
Yep.
And then you've got a lot of gigs coming up this month. You play at Shaw's Crab House right here.
Yep. I was actually at Shaw's earlier tonight with Matthew Scholar, and then the rest of the band will be there on Thursday night.
How big's the band?
Four-piece band.
Okay.
Two guitars, bass, and drums.
That's all you need. And then coming up on the 27th, House of Blues Back Porch Stage, and that's going to be a solo gig?
Yep. The early set, I think, 6:30
to 8:45. I'm going to tell you your whole schedule.
There you go.
I'll put it in my calendar. I'll link you in. And everyone can go to TomHollandShuffleKings.com for information about their gigs and actually book them for a gig. I think that would be great.
Yeah.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be awesome.
And Patty gets a commission. Any gigs that get booked from this?
No. It's just our pleasure to. We love having.
I owe you a ton of money.
Just wait.
You can always give that money to producer Craig. He'll take any commissions.
I think all of this is illegal conversation that we are having currently. We don't operate that way. We do each other favors.
Yeah, but there's a first time for everything.
I think again, the lawyers would disagree.
This is probably true.
That's why we're saying right now publicly that no donations to Craig.
No, all donations to Craig.
Uh-huh.
Wait,
no donations.
Void this check real quick.
So
don't do that.
Okay, and then again, you can see their schedule that's up for February, March, April, and May, and more gigs to be announced as well. And can they also purchase some of your music here?
They can also purchase music there, and it's also available on iTunes, I think Amazon, pretty much all of the digital music spots.
Did you hear my speculation that perhaps, have you heard Governor Rauner ever give a speech? He doesn't use any of his G's.
Oh yeah, he drops the G's.
I know,
all the
but time. Maybe he's a blues artist at heart.
Could be.
I'm just saying, maybe that's what it is.
But I have yet to see a blues artist that actually cops to being a Republican.
Well, that's another interesting point that you have there. Although I never really hear blues artists to be very political. I mean, like they're never trying to influence anybody in any way either.
Stay out of the politics.
The G-dropping musicians that are political are all the Republican country western stars. They got you covered.
There you go.
We had a caller, Jim, call in real quick saying he's been listening to New Music Monday for a while, and this is, without any hyperbole, the best band he's ever heard. Way to go, guys.
We've had so many great musicians, and here's the thing, is that that's why I love doing this or something for everybody, and I would have to agree, you are amongst the best.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Brandon will tell you, He's seen all the, I think, all
I know,
the music.
I'm very lucky to get to host on the Music Days.
Oh, yeah.
Hop in and hang out because I get to hear everything. And, yeah, some people come in. Everyone is awesome that comes in. But there
right.
are levels of awesome.
This is a good
sure.
level of
this
awesome.
This is a good
right?
level of awesome.
Oh, beautiful thing.
And I think it's also something that's appealing to so many different people, right? To
oh,
regardless,
yeah, yeah.
Because your music, when I've heard the several songs that you've played, and we've heard some of the CDs, there's, I mean, like we've had that. I mean, there's nobody that hasn't been like, wait, you know,
get the, oh yeah, yeah,
the, wait for the other shoe to drop. What
yeah.
next?
Yep.
You know,
I will also say selfishly that Bob makes everybody sound great, but in studio, when there's a kit, a full drum kit right here, it gets like, all right, are we sound checked? Are we good?
What's that sound like to everybody else? Because my
When the drummer comes in, it's Advil Monday.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, and I think to your point is that we get the opportunity to hear the vocals and the guitar and bass really well. It's beautiful music. So enjoyed it, and look forward to coming to see you live as well. Oh, and look on your website, we can find out more about the other musicians who are not here. You have a harp in your band?
Had.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me update your website for you.
Yeah, there you go.
So the harp is no longer with us. That's good to know. That's good to know. That seems appropriate.
He's got a day job, and he can't live the lifestyle of a musician much anymore.
Well, there you
We're
go.
Referring to a blues harp, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. At first, I was like,
I know. I see somebody with a big, like with wings and stuff.
I
always have a smoke machine.
I get the harp out, you know, when I can afford it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good to know.
Tuning those are terrible.
Yeah, if you're a parent and you're thinking, I should make my kid take piano or something, make them take harp because they're financially, so you do one wedding gig a month,
yeah,
and
exactly.
then you're done, then you play whatever instrument you want.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they make a ton of money because nobody plays harp.
Yep. They've cornered the market.
312-981-72 harp.
Oh, we gotta get our phone number changed now. 312-981-HARP.
Nobody has numbers and letters on their phone anymore.
Yes, they
do.
They?
Oh,
we talked about this last week.
They have letters.
They have yours.
It's
doesn't. 312-981-7200. Call or text us if you or someone you know plays the harp. I now need a harp in the studio. I'm going to need a harp player. That has to, Craig. You know, we
you
had
know
clarinets.
The way you know the way I responded to this, I'm going to get an all harp band.
Yeah, we have had an all clarinet band in the past. I now need a harp. A harpist. Are they called, they have to be called
you
harpists.
You get the mouth harp and the blues harp and the harp.
We're going to harp happy.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do here. Craig's really trying to wrap his mind around that. Do we have a break?
I don't want to get mouth harp, but yeah, no. No break. We go straight to the news.
Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and we have Tom Holland and the Shuffle Kings, and they are about to sing More Things Change.
Yeah.
Here they are.
Escape. Take it from me, buddy.
don't make that same mistake. More things change, darling, more they stay the same.
That's Tom Holland and the Shuffle Kings. Go to their website, tomhollandandshufflekings.com. We're really enjoying Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase Studio with Tom Holland and the Shuffle Kings. Here they are with Long Road to Tomorrow. Tom Holland and the Shuffle Kings. You can go to tomhollandandshufflekings.com. They are playing tomorrow at the Wooden Nickel in Highwood, Illinois. Friday night at the Blues House of Blues, Black Porch.
Friday night's Buddy Guys.
Buddy Guys, Friday nights.
Yep.
That's not on your website.
No, I just picked that up.
Oh, you're just throwing things around
I
now.
Know.
Did you just book it during the last gig, like the last break? I'm just
kidding. Yes.
That was
people
all,
are calling in and demanding it.
You exactly.
must see them at the house. So that's Buddy Guys on Friday night.
Buddy Guys
house
on of, Friday.
House,
and
of house
of Blues
back porch.
On Saturday.
All right. So yep. Wait, Buddy Guys on. So maybe I can go Friday night then.
There you
go.
9 Craig, o'clock start.
Craig can go. I can go Friday. We can go before the show, Buddy. Although we have Sarah Broad. We have so many things to do. Sarah from the
Sarah
dance
Bernhardt.
Club. Sarah Bernhardt. Barnhart. Barnhart?
Yes.
Okay. I've heard it both ways. Mostly the
she
correct
has
way.
To.
Yes. So Buddy Guys on Friday at 9 o'clock because Sarah's got a show in Edison Park at 8. It's going to be tough to run back and forth. I'm gonna I'm figuring this out. I'm gonna figure it out. I think I'm gonna
but
go.
It's a, we're doing an opener, so it's 9 to 10 and then...
And
on
you're
to
opening?
The next whiskey bar.
All right.
And they're on iTunes, too. I literally just downloaded this album while I was listening to that last song. So check that out. No fluff, just the stuff.
That's correct.
There you go. No fluff. Here, speaking of fluff and no stuff, wait a minute. Steve Cochran and Ro Khan have done a pretty good job of sort of encapsulating what's going on with the political campaign. And we were wondering what Steve, his thoughts are on Donald Trump recently.
Tomorrow.
Do you
know this? Today, in an effort to try to back off and to give you an opportunity yourself to pause now and to hear Donald Trump in his own words, we're going to give you that. Some of you may have seen Meet the Press yesterday. For those of you who didn't, Trump was the first guest for Chuck Todd after his big win in South Carolina. And he rolls into the Nevada caucuses now with a chance to really get ahead of steam going and to get the delegate count pumped up. Again, keeping in mind that it's not just about winning the election. You have to be able to do the job. And if you're looking for a near-term example, President Obama won the election, couldn't work with Congress at all. A lot of that's Congress's fault. A lot of that's President Obama's fault. How much truly got done because of that? Not enough. Not enough, not a lot. As a matter of fact, this Congress, the previous Congress and the Congress before that were among the most inactive and least successful. So you have to be able to do the job. So let's listen to Trump. Chuck Todd with Donald Trump yesterday, first on Obamacare.
I want, we're gonna repeal and replace Obamacare. Obamacare is a total and complete disaster. It's going to be gone. We're going to come up with a great health care plan, whether it's health care savings accounts, with a lot of different things. We're going to get rid of the lines between states. We're going to have great competitive bidding. But I say all the time, you can call it anything you want. People are not going to die in the middle of the street. Right. People are not going to die on the sidewalk if I'm president.
Well, let me get something definitive
and
from
I say
you
that,
on this.
Chuck, I say that,
right.
Excuse me, I say that to packed houses with thousands and thousands of people,
yep.
Republicans mostly, and I get standing ovations. I'm not going to let that happen. If I'm president, we're not going to have people dying on the streets. So you can call it whatever you want.
No, I understand
don't call
that.
It a mandate.
Well, let me ask you
I
this.
I just say it's common sense.
Okay, listen, we're close to the news here. We bring you the news every day. Have I missed a lot of people dying in the streets?
I did, when he said the dying in the streets part, that was odd. I know he hates Obamacare. He wants to repeal it.
But
he
people
said
aren't
that.
Dying in the streets.
Some people have died in the streets. I don't know if it's a direct result of Obamacare, but...
I think a lot of people are dying in the streets, and we're not getting the word.
It was bizarre.
Donald Trump, in his own words, Howard Stern interviewed Donald Trump back in 2002 about the Iraq war, whether or not we should invade. Remember, in 2002, we had not invaded yet. Here's that.
We have an idea who the enemy is, and a lot of times the politicians don't want to tell you that.
Are you for invading Iraq?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I wish it was. I wish the first time it was done correctly.
Now, clearly, you didn't sound like an enthusiastic supporter of the war. But I am curious of the second part of that quote. The first time it was, I wish the first time it was done correctly. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is it almost shouldn't have been done. And, you know, I really don't even know what I mean because that was a long time ago. And who knows what was in my head.
I really don't even know what I mean. Who knows what I meant? It was a long time ago, and who knows what was in my head.
That kind of sums up the entire candidacy. But I have been trying to understand, so I wanted to hear a little bit of what Steve thought, a little bit of what Donald Trump's words are. So we continue to try to wrap our arms and our minds around what the appeal is so that many of our listeners who I know are fans of Donald Trump, because I think part of it comes from, and they keep telling us, you keep telling us that you're not being heard, you are feeling frustrated. So we're listening. We're your neighbor. We're having a conversation. We're just, you know, sometimes we're going to tick each other off. I try not to be disrespectful of your opinions. We can disagree. We can agree to disagree. But right now we have to agree that it's time for the news.